Radio City Talk.
The sound of Merseyside.
Local artists.
Local bands.
Right, this is Sound of Merseyside. We don't have John Gibbons in today. He's gone off to Scandinavia with the Anfield Rap, but our special guest in the studio is Dave O'Grady as we focus on some local music. Dave's a little bit worse for wear with the old Aussie flu at the moment.
Yeah, I'm getting
there. Keep your distance, Dave. Even so much as he had to cancel a gig for the first time ever the other night. But Dave, great to have you in. You've got some new music coming out very soon.
I do.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm working on a record at the moment. Hopefully it'll be out in the spring.
Right. Give people an idea of your potted history, where they might have come across you.
I had an album out a year and a half ago called Topanga Mansion under the moniker Seafoam Green, which is me and some friends of mine. And we've been kind of touring that for the last 2 years, 2.5 years, even before, while we were making it, we were touring the songs and getting them ready. And we also did the Last Waltz. We sold out 3 nights of the Last Waltz in the Phil over the last 2 years too.
You were telling me ever since a young age, it's just been music for you. It's been all about being an artist, performing and being out on the road.
Yeah, absolutely. Since I was like 10 years old, I was like, I want a guitar, I want to travel, I want to sing songs. And that was it. I didn't go to university. I've had a couple of bar jobs, but apart from that, it's always just write songs, get on the road, tour.
And who was it inspiring you? What music was it that was really driving you on?
I listened to a lot of Creedence Clearwater Revival growing up, and the band, and Neil Young, and you know, all the things that everybody listens to, you know, Dylan and everything. But a lot of Irish stuff as well, like Christy Moore, Luca Bloom, Foy Vance, you know, some great acts.
Right, and you do tend to go over to America and Europe as well as... I'm looking a little bit about how things have turned out for you, and I believe you had a chance meeting with Rich Robinson, which made a massive difference to your career.
Yeah, absolutely. I met him in I was working with a Scottish singer-songwriter in a studio in Nashville in 2011, and he was producing the record. I had written a song on the record and was kind of just helping out and learning. And I met him, and I was like, hey, what's your name? And we just became good friends. And then when he started a label a couple of years later, he signed me and we made a record together in, where did we make it? Santa Monica.
Right, so took you under his wing sort of thing? Or?
Yeah, very much so, very much so. He was always sending me books and albums and things to listen to and read. And then I think he toured Europe 3 years consecutively after that, and I opened for him on every show. And then he took me over to America and opened for shows there. And now, over the last 2 years, I've been kind of out under my own steam in Europe and America doing my own shows.
Do you think you just need that little bit of luck, that chance meeting with someone like that takes you to the next level?
Yeah, absolutely. You need the luck, but you also need to thrust yourself into situations like that. Like, I went to Nashville with no offer of money, no offer of anything. I was like, Nashville sounds good.
Yeah, you know, it sounds like the place where I'll make my name.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't be, you know, you got to kind of put yourself in those situations. No one's going to discover you, you know, sitting at home moping while you're not a big singer.
Have you always had that sort of self-belief that something would come your way, that you're a good enough talent, that, you know, if you're out there on the road, you get spotted?
I wasn't really interested in something coming my way, if that makes sense. I just wanted to be able to write songs, release records, and pay bills. And that was my, you know, I defined that as success early on. If I can pay all my bills playing music, well, then that's a pretty good place to be.
Then you've worked it out properly, haven't you? Dave O'Grady is my guest on Sound of Merseyside. You live in Liverpool.
I live on the Wirral. You know,
right? Okay,
made a bit
close
of money
enough,
now,
isn't it?
You know? I've lived on the Wirral for probably 2 years now. My fiance is from there, so
right, okay. But you landed in Liverpool and thought, I won't leave here. It was the music scene for you, was it?
It was one. Music scene was really good. I met a bunch of cool people, like-minded musicians, and it was also the rent and bills were kind of cheap enough that I could. It allowed me to tour.
You know
what I mean? If you're living in London and you're paying $2,000 a month, you're not going to be able to not be in London earning that money. You know what I mean? Or if you're living in New York, whereas Liverpool, the rent was, or I could get a room share or some like a house share somewhere, where it allowed me to kind of put my money into other places and support my career as well.
And we talked a little bit about you being on the road, and actually, it's a bit of an obsession for you, a passion being out there. You spend an awful lot of the year just travelling.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on the road probably 8 or 9, 10 months of the year.
Whereas an average band would be...
3, 2, maybe. Yeah, I see, I think it's kind of easier for me because a lot of the time I'm solo, so it's one plane ticket. Mm. You know, I can get in a car, I've got one guitar. Whereas if there's five or six lads in a band, it's hard to get visas and everybody over to wherever they're touring. But I just never, once I kind of cracked how to book gigs and get out and do it, there was no reason not to do it, you know.
So the next destination is Aberdeen, then
Aberdeen
France.
Tomorrow, yeah. I fly and play Spectra Festival in Aberdeen tomorrow. I fly back on Sunday. And then on Wednesday, I go to France for five or six shows.
How do you crack France? How do you get into places in France? It just seems
the France one was an interesting one. A guy called Hans Lorne, who was a fan, who saw me play with Rich in Paris in 2012, reached out to me maybe three years ago and just said, hey man, if I book a load of shows in France, will you come and play? And I was like, yeah.
So you're looking forward to it?
Absolutely. So that was, this is probably my fourth tour in the last two or three years of France. But I love it over there. It's great.
Right, we're going to have a short break and then we'll play one of your tracks. What is it we are going to play? Brand new song that's out?
It's not a brand new song, but it was the lead single off the last record, Topanga Mansion. I think you're going to play Down the River.
Right, Dave O'Grady is our guest on Sound of Merseyside. We're back in just a moment.
Radio City Talk.
The sound of Merseyside.
Local artists.
Local bands. Radio City Talk.
Travel update with Fords of Winsford. View over 1,800 quality used cars at fow.co.uk.
Certainly no major issues reported to me at the moment. If you're out and about during the day, just works to bear in mind. In Rhyl, we've got the temporary lights on West Parade at River Street. Also in Bryn, Millington Lane is closed off for waterworks. That's between the A49 and Hodge Lane. And we've got the temporary lights in Knowsley on Stockbridge Lane, just between the M57 and Hillside Avenue. You're up to date for Liverpool and the North West.
The hit drama Jamestown is back for a second series, and this time, they're under more threat than ever.
I bring sour news. We have a traitor amongst us. Catholic spy.
Same town, new dangers.
I am noble warrior blood.
Jamestown Series 2 returns with a double whammy. Two episodes back to back, February 9th on Sky One.
Any soul who comes here should have no dream of returning. That life is gone.
This is Radio City Talk.
Radio City Talk.
We've been thinking about Janice and how she's got a lot on her plate. So when she leaves her phone behind after tasting six different wedding cakes, including one called Vanilla Vogue, she's more worried about squeezing into her dress than whether her mobile banking information is safe. That's because the NatWest Secure app comes with Face ID login to help you feel safe whenever you bank with us. Search NatWest Secure app. NatWest. We are what we do.
App eligibility criteria apply. Face ID login available on iPhone 10.
Introducing the cheesy bacon flatbread from McDonald's. A flatbread for breakfast from McDonald's. What's next? Forgetful lifts?
Fourth floor. Whoops, you wanted third.
Maybe not. The cheesy bacon flatbread. Just £1.49. Served before 10:30 a.m. Participating restaurants. Price may vary.
The first time you walked along the beach holding hands. That early morning bike ride you went on. And the day you took the plunge together. At Thomas Cook, we know that holidays are a chance to fall in love all over again. Book now and save £300 per booking. Visit thomascook.com or your local store today. Don't just book it. Thomas Cook it. Selected holidays, conditions and minimum spend apply. At all protected.
Soulmates, flatmates, first dates, first loves, last loves, only loves, your BF, GF or BFF. Whoever you love, show them you know them at Boots this Valentine's and save up to half price on selected fragrances.
Only you.
Boots. Let's feel good. Ends Feb 13th, subject to availability, larger Boots and Boots.com.
Adventure is my middle name. So when offered a flat white at Costa with coconut milk instead, I leap forth into the unknown and say,
yes, please.
And when offered a bacon roll or egg muffin for just £2, I give them £2.
Trek into Costa and be adventurous this new year. Buy any Medio, Massimo hot drink or flat white before 11 a.m. and get a bacon roll or egg muffin for £2. Offer ends 28th of February. See costa.co.uk/terms for participating stores.
Universal Credit is opening up work for thousands of people across the country, providing support for people out of work or who start on a low income. It can top up your wages when you start a new job, making sure it's worth your while. And if your wages change, your Universal Credit changes automatically, giving you one less thing to worry about. So now it pays to take whatever job opportunities you find. Universal Credit. Opening up work. Find out more at gov.uk/openingupwork.
This message isn't aimed at you. You know that on a motorway, a red X above any lane means that you can't drive in it and could be prosecuted if you do. But apparently, there are some drivers who don't realise this and are a danger to themselves and to other road users. So those drivers do need to know that a red X above any lane means that the lane may be blocked by a broken down vehicle, emergency services or road workers. For more details, they should search online for smart motorways and never drive in any lane with a red X above it.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
City Talk.
Sound of Merseyside. Dave O'Grady is our guest today, and we're going to play one of his tracks right now. So, Down the River. What's the background to the track?
It's just about a song about trying to get where you're going, pretty much. You know, everybody's got somewhere they want to be, and we got to get going.
Brilliant sound of Dave O'Grady. Where does that come in the set list when you play live?
That's a closer. I like playing that one.
Yeah. Got a happy feeling to it, that.
Well,
it?
That's it. You know, all the other songs are miserable. So.
Are they?
No, but you know, in folk music and Americana, a lot of it is about the downtrodden side of life.
It feels so well produced. And you, who did you do that track with?
So that whole album was produced by Rich Robinson.
Right.
And all his friends, and he played on it. And we had a real, a great all-star cast in the studio for, I think we did it in 9 days.
Go on, give us the all-star cast.
Well, we had Rich on guitar. We had Adam McDougall from The Crows on keys for a bunch of songs. We had Rami Jaffe from The Foo Fighters on keys for one song. Patrick Keeler from The Rockin' Tours and Jack White's band on drums. Scott Nelson, who played with a bunch of different... He's a real top session bass player. Dan Wistrom played pedal steel. We had Olga, forgive me, I can't remember her name, plays cello from the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra. So I just had...
That's a dream, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. The best band on my disposal.
Kid in the Sweet Shop.
That's it.
Sounds absolutely superb. Right, if people want to see you around here soon, I know you're off to France and...
Yeah, we've got a couple of shows coming up. I think if you just Seafoam Green on all social media, Dave O'Grady, seafoamgreenband.com. Mm. Yeah, you'll find us.
Best of luck with the touring.
Thanks.
Hope
thanks
that cold
me.
Goes.
Yeah, me too.
As soon as you get to France. brilliant stuff. Song's amazing. Dave O'Grady there. Make sure you download it. Have a listen to some of his other stuff as well.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.